vaccine plans for the Sunshine State. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Florida is the only state not to place advance orders for COVID vaccine doses for children under 5 years old, a decision the Biden administration has criticized.
Still, doctors and health clinics in the state can order shots from the federal government. But White House COVID-19 coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says some clinics could be at a disadvantage to other states. Florida's health department says an online portal for doctors to order vaccines has always been available and disputes the administration's claim Florida clinics have not been able to place pre-orders.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The CDC is soon expected to give final approval for vaccinating young children. A Texas state representative leading an investigation into the Uvalde Elementary School shooting says local police have agreed to meet with his committee. The announcement coming after the Republican publicly questioned why Uvalde officers were not cooperating sooner. Investigators say police waited more than an hour before confronting the 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers. Russian state TV has aired video apparently showing American military veterans Alex Druki and Andy Hune, who disappeared while fighting in Kharkiv in support of Ukraine.
The RT TV Russian report said the two were being held by Russian-backed separatist forces in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. Druki speaks into the camera in the video saying, "Mom, I just want to let you know that I'm alive and I hope to be back home as soon as I can be." They are believed to be the first Americans captured by Russians since the invasion of Ukraine began on February the 24th.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Federal police say some of the human remains found in Brazil's Amazon have been identified as those of British journalist Dom Phillips. The remains of two people were found this week near the city of Altaira do Norte after fisherman Amarildo da Costa de Oliveira confessed he killed Phillips and an indigenous expert. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal lawsuit is filed in Michigan on behalf of students in the wake of a deadly school shooting.
Almost two dozen students at Oxford High School are suing the school district, demanding an independent review and policy changes, including that the district stop sending students who pose a risk back to classrooms. Following the shooting last fall that left four students dead and several others hurt, all amid warning signs from the suspect, now 16-year-old Ethan Crumbley, who faces murder, terror, and other charges. His parents are also accused of manslaughter for allegedly providing their son with a gun used and of failing to stop him. The latest lawsuit does not seek financial damages, though other lawsuits filed following the shooting do. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A third person shot inside an Alabama church last night has died. Two others were pronounced dead last night. Police say a 71-year-old man used a handgun to open fire in the suburban Birmingham church that was holding a potluck. He now faces three murder charges. Angry coffee lovers were left waiting for their orders this week while Starbucks handled a technical glitch.
Starbucks says a glitch that left online orders unfilled has been resolved. Customers say the intermittent outages went on for days. The Wall Street Journal says some customers who placed orders online with Starbucks received confirmation that their local cafe received the request, but baristas didn't always immediately receive the orders. The coffee shop company says it was dealing with temporary outages in its mobile mobile order and inventory systems in its app, as well as its payment systems, because of issues with third-party vendor services. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow was down 38 points, the S&P up 8, the NASDAQ closing 152 points higher. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.